Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance, and I hope you'll subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes on Sunday every week, on Sunday in the afternoon by email. And also, you can subscribe to our blog. If you can't wait till Sunday to hear from us, we'll send you our blog Monday through Friday, and be glad to do that. All you have to do is go to our website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and check those things out and all the other resources, thousands and thousands of resources that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And thanks to our outstanding corporate partners, it's all free to you. James Tam is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's an expert on dispute resolution and building collaborative relationships. He's a former judge. He's currently managing director of the international consulting firm Business Consultants Network International. He's the author, along with Ronald Louyer, of the book Radical Collaboration. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you here. I like your name.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a great name. Yeah. Highly intelligent, handsome men have that name, right?
Yeah, that's true.
That's our story, and we're sticking to it, right?
Until somebody tells me otherwise.
Exactly. You know, Jim, one of the things that I started talking to my audience about in the 20th century, way back in the 90s, were the three things that we were going to have to get good at in the 21st century. One of them was technology. The second one was networking. And the third one was building strategic alliances. And I don't think you can do either one of the last two if you aren't good at collaboration. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're right on target there. And it's becoming more and more important today. Everything's so complex today. You know, you just can't survive as the Lone Ranger. So if you're not good at building collaborative relationships, you're just not going to make it today in business.
You actually, a large part of the book is based on the fact that people don't build the kinds of relationships that they need to because they're defensive. Is that right?
Well, that's true. Getting defensive is a human condition. We all do it, and some of us handle it more skillfully than others. So if you don't handle it skillfully, it's going to really block your relationships and get in the way of those alliances.
Well, you know, I guess I had not thought about defensiveness being, you know, such a major part of you know, not building relationships. I guess I thought ego would be a big one, and me thinking I'm smarter than you, and you know that kind of, or you thinking you're smarter than me. One of the two of us, and I guess I hadn't thought about defensiveness. Tell us how it manifests.
Well, so much of that has to do with defensiveness. See, defensiveness is unconscious behavior that undermines our ability to be in strong relationships and work well with others.
Say that again.
It's unconscious behavior, and it undermines our ability to build strong relationships and work well with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And since it's unconscious, we're usually not aware of it, that we're even getting defensive until after the fact. And the key about defensiveness is that we're not defending ourselves from other people. That's what most people think. But what we're really doing is we're defending ourselves from painful feelings inside of us that we don't want to feel. Mm-hmm. And they usually have to do with our own fears about our significance, competence, and likability.
And the more I engage someone else, they're likely to turn a mirror around on me, aren't they?
That's right. They point that out to you. So if
hurts, doesn't that stings?
Well, it can sometimes. If you have feelings that you're not very significant, and that's painful to feel, one thing you can do is behave in a way that lets you not feel those feelings. So maybe you get more critical of other people, or shut down emotionally, or go numb, or maybe you get too nice, or you never stand up for yourself, or just go away and avoid relationships. And those are, you know, very different looking behaviors, but they all stem from the same underlying fears about our self-concept.
Some of these things, though, you talk about in your book, I always kind of had the feeling that if you're like that, there may not be that much of an opportunity for you to change them.
Well, fortunately, you can change them. The key is to knowing what it's about and then be able to pick up on it each time you start to get defensive so you can take some action.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things you talk about is a loss of humor. And I'm assuming you mean not one of the things you mean there is not being able to laugh at yourself.
Yeah, that's a sure sign. You know,
and I know a lot of people who can't do that, and I don't think you're ever going to fix that.
Well, it depends. If you're a pretty funny person generally, and all of a sudden you can't laugh, that's a good sign that you're getting defensive.
That
change in behavior.
I got you. That's what we're looking for. Well, you know, I've always said that if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss some of the best laughs of my life.
Yeah, you're probably one of the funniest persons around.
The really good ones, the really good ones are on me.
Yeah, yeah.
But what are some other if we start seeing these things, are we likely to pick these out in ourselves, or is this someone else going to have to tell us about this?
Well, it takes some paying attention, really. Now, you can pick them out yourself. You can think back on situations that you were in where your behavior was a little over the top, you know, where you weren't very effective because you behaved in a way and annoyed other people.
But you're presuming that I'm capable of self-analysis, and most people aren't.
Well, if a lot of people aren't because they don't pay attention. If they pay attention and look at it, they can learn something. But another really good way is to ask a trusted friend or a spouse. You know, spouses are remarkably willing to help out on this exercise. So, and they're usually pretty accurate, too. You know, how do I behave when I get defensive?
But doesn't there have to be some pain that gets this whole thing started? Don't I have to say something like, why can't I keep a job? Why aren't my customers calling me back? Why aren't my employees staying with me longer? Isn't that where the pain shows up?
Well, that can be a clear sign that there's a lot of defensiveness there. You're not very good at building relationships. You know, your career stalls out or your business keeps failing because people won't give you the information you need, or they won't get stuff on time, or they just don't cooperate. They won't bust their behind, you know, in order to help you out of a tight spot. Well, that's a sure sign.
Well, I guess there are two scenarios. Now, I'm just thinking as we're talking here. One scenario is just general business, where I wander around the marketplace and I hope people will love me and do business with me and work with me. Another scenario is where I'm put into a situation like when you're doing mediation. When you're doing conflict resolution and when you do that with companies, there is an impasse. Somebody needs to fix this, and we're both motivated to find out what's wrong.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to work with people who are in pain and want to change than it is to people who are clueless about it. But but both of them can change. You know, you start getting that feedback. We deal with a lot of people who simply want to improve their ability to build relationships.
Hold on to that thought. Ladies and gentlemen, we're visiting with James Tamm. He's the co-author of Radical Collaboration. And we're talking about essential skills to overcome your defensiveness so you can build successful relationships. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our new friend James Tamm. Jim Tamm is the co-author of Radical Collaboration, 5 Essential Skills to Overcome Defensiveness and Build Successful Relationships. And Jim, tell us where the book's available, please.
It's available on Amazon or in all the major bookstores, or they can get it on our website, which is radicalcollaboration.com.
All right.
They go to the website, they can get some articles on reducing their own defensiveness, too, and sign up for some free monthly collaborative tips, too.
If they wonder if they're being defensive, can they if they read your book or if they go to your website, they might be able to find out if they fit in that category, couldn't they?
Absolutely. There is, well, I can guarantee you, they're being defensive at some point. Whether it gets in the way of their success, that's something different. But
Even you.
And in the book, we've got a list of 50 different signs of defensiveness. So one of the things we have people do in order to work their way out and be more effective with their defenses is to go through that checklist and see what some of the signs are.
Mm-hmm.
For example, some of them are sudden drop in IQ, flooding with information to prove a point, cynicism, sarcasm, making fun of others, not wanting to negotiate, blaming. You know, there's a whole list of
them. Or if your new book is called "I'm Okay, I Don't Care Whether You Are or Not."
I'm not. Go, hey, buzz off. I'm not defensive.
<That's right. laughs> You know, seriously, Jim. As we were talking earlier, when there is a conflict, when customers keep coming back and saying, "I'm not happy with how you're treating me," or whatever, that's somebody else doing your work for you, letting you know that you're not doing a very good job. But sometimes we go through our periods in our lives where people aren't coming back. They actually go away. And sometimes it takes a while for people to get it in their head. Wait a minute. There may be something wrong with me if this is happening. You know, you look around and you check your position, and it's the same way with it, same thing with everybody. Those folks, to me, that and I may be one of those folks, we need to be able to fix this before it becomes untenable, before it becomes confrontational, before our customers and our wives leave us.
Yeah, it's important to realize that this is not something that is just, it's not like a broken leg, you know. This is something that everybody can get better at.
Yeah.
It's an essential skill for everybody. There have been a couple big studies. Bell Labs did a big study with the difference between their really star performers and their otherwise really good performers, you know. So these aren't people who are losing their jobs or doing bad in the world, making mm-hmm. relationships. But what they found was the star performers had the ability to build collaborative networks. Fast Company magazine just had a big article about IBM and how they were changing, you know, when they were changing the whole nature of their business.
Right.
They picked out 33 different leaders to take them into the next generation, and then they studied them to see what their skills were so they could replicate it with other people. And one of their skills was what IBM calls collaborative influence. They were able to build these collaborative networks. So even if you think things are going along fine, if you want to get skillful and be more successful at this, you can pay attention to these different skills to be more effective at building relationships. And it's going to help you whether you're in pain or whether you recognize you have a problem or whether you just want to become much better at what you're doing.
Let's talk about what you call the first essential skill, collaborative intention. What do you mean by that?
That has to do with staying focused on mutual gains in the relationship. When your relationship hits a speed bump, or somebody makes a mistake, or screws up, or leaves the relationship, you know, or does something that's confusing, instead of, we call it staying in the green zone versus moving into the red zone. The red zone is a very adversarial, competitive, cutthroat, not very authentic, more guarded type of mindset. And people aren't authentic, and life is pretty painful if you live in the red zone all the time. And if you're in the green zone, it's more high trust, you're more trustworthy and trusting, you're more open, you're much more collaborative. People in the green zone tend to be willing to take risks more in business situations, because if something goes wrong, the conversation has to do with, well, what can we learn about this rather than whose head is going
to
roll.
What would motivate me to stay in the collaborative intention zone, the green zone? What would motivate me to do that? Other than, I mean, if... You know, some people are just naturally nice. They want to be that way, but some people aren't. How do I? What's the rule?
Jim, it's not just being nice, because there are a lot of nice people that don't focus on the mutual gains in the relationship. They just treat each other well, but they don't specifically focus on the relationship all the time. And so, the motivation comes more from the ill effects of being in the red zone. If you hang out in the red zone, if you have a red zone attitude, it is a career destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it is going to. And if you have a red zone business, because this is what we mostly work with, is red zone organizations, it is going to destroy your business.
And tell us again what the red zone looks like.
The red zone is very low trust and high blame. People are very guarded, so they're not very open, which
right.
makes it much more difficult to solve problems. They're risk avoidant. Because if something goes wrong, somebody's going to get blamed, the heads are going to roll. Work is painful.
Let me tell you, folks, we got to wrap things up, Jim. We're going to get you back another day and talk about some of these others. But here's my quick way of identifying whether you're in the red zone. If nobody's having any fun, you're in the red zone.
I'd say that's a pretty good one.
Hey, Jim, thank you for being here. Will you come back and talk? Let's talk about these others another day.
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks very much.
Jim Tam, ladies and gentlemen. It's James Tam on the book, along with Ronald Louvet. He's they're the co-authors of Radical Collaboration, Wherever Books Are Sold. Thanks, Jim. See you next time. Quick break, right back with Peter Meyer. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.